Senator Fetterman breaks with Democrats, condemns LA riots, anarchy and true chaos. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 9, 2025. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, broke with the Democratic Party and condemned the anti-ICE riots that broke out in Los Angeles, pointing out that it is anarchy and true chaos. In a post on X, Fetterman explained that he unapologetically stands for free speech, peaceful demonstrations, and immigration. He pointed out that the riots in Los Angeles, in which people have thrown rocks at law enforcement officials and their vehicles, shot fireworks at police officers on horseback, set fire to and vandalized Waymo's self-driving vehicles, looted businesses, and waved foreign flags, are not that. I unapologetically stand for free speech, peaceful demonstrations, and immigration, but this is not that, Fetterman wrote. This is anarchy and true chaos. My party loses the moral high ground when we refuse to condemn setting cars on fire, destroying buildings, and assaulting law enforcement. Fetterman's condemnation of the riots comes as Democrats such as California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, D., former Vice President Kamala Harris, and Senator Cory Booker, DNC, have described the riots as peaceful protests. Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak reported that Democrats have claimed the riots are Trump's fault for arresting illegal aliens and for having federalized California's National Guard. In response to President Donald Trump signing a presidential memorandum federalizing 2,000 National Guardsmen to quell the violence from the riots, Democrats have labeled the move a dangerous escalation meant to provoke chaos. Deploying the National Guard is a dangerous escalation meant to provoke chaos, Harris said in a statement on Sunday. In addition to the recent ICE raids in Southern California and across our nation, it is part of the Trump administration's cruel, calculated agenda to spread panic and division. Newsom criticized Trump for federalizing the 2,000 California National Guardsmen, stating that it was purposefully inflammatory and would only escalate tensions. California Senator Adam Schiff, D., has also criticized Trump for federalizing thousands of National Guardsmen, calling the move unprecedented. This action is designed to inflame tensions, sow chaos, and escalate the situation, Schiff added.